Alyssa London says, in a way, she was born to be Miss Alaska.
My parents named me Alyssa Kalin because they wanted me to have the same initials as the state of Alaska. So my passion for the state runs deep.
That passion is rooted in her family ties to the state. London's grandfather is Tlingit elder and Ketchikan native Ernie Boyd. London identifies as Tlingit, but she says that hasn't always been easy. Her background is mixed, with European descent on her mother's side and a father who is only part Tlingit. Growing up, London says she often questioned her native heritage.
So I'm like, Grandpa, why don't I look like you? And he's like, oh, you're my little freckled Indian. And then he'll take me to like the Pioneer Cafe in Ketchikan and point out like the Irish Aleuts or like the Norwegian Yupiks. And he's like, see, we're all mixed.
But not only is London mixed, she was also raised outside of Alaska in a town just north of Seattle. It was there, in the shadow of Microsoft's headquarters, that London's tech savviness and entrepreneurship was born.
The kids that got to go on the coolest trips were those that had parents that worked at Microsoft. And so I started, I think around 10, I became the computer person for my family because I think it was in fourth grade when we got our first computer with dial-up.
London eventually went on to attend Stanford University in the heart of Silicon Valley, where she wrote her honors thesis on economic development in Southeast Alaska. After college, London landed a job at Microsoft. The company sends out gifts to its corporate partners across the world, and one gift in particular got London thinking.
I was noticing that the purchase orders were for these made-in-Washington baskets called the Northwest Native Gift Basket. And so then I looked it up online and saw what was in it. And there was a little bit of salmon and popcorn, but I felt conflicted that it had that name. And I knew the reason that they were purchasing it, but there was a disconnect.
So London set out to make her own baskets. And in the process, moved to Alaska and built a business. She calls it Culture Story. Right now, she sells her own products, like the Southeast Alaska Native gift boxes she makes out of cedar and overlays with Tlingit designs cut from copper. But London ultimately plans to use her business to showcase the work of other artists and vendors.
I really see my work with Culture Story as a way to solve that problem of economic development. Like, how do we bring more jobs and money and revenue so we can still live these amazing lives here in Southeast Alaska or in other places around the state? And do what you love and maybe not focus on the business as much. I'll take care of that.
London says her passion for business is what makes her perfect for Miss Alaska. She's aware of beauty pageant stereotypes, but she says she isn't fazed by any of it.
When people ask me, I'm really self-assured about it. And so they don't have to really push me on it. They're like, she likes it. She owns it. She's not doing it just because she wants to have a pretty crown and be on stage. She really sees it as a platform. And so I think that because people look at it in that light when they see that I'm doing it, then I don't get as much pushback.
Alyssa London will compete at the Miss Alaska pageant in Anchorage on February 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.